Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The joyful part of my conversation with Gregory Copley is the King Charles Report. Gregory and I have agreed that King Charles at 74, happy birthday, Your Majesty, is a representative of what could have been, but for some decisions made perhaps poorly in the 18th and 19th century and 20th century by the British Mother Britain and by the United States, and even by the Commonwealth. These days, it is not at all clear that Australia and the United States celebrate their ties to Mother Britain, but Gregory and I are here. Gregory, not only did we have a wonderful picture of the King standing in Windsor Great Park as Ranger of the Park, as was his father, but we had a moving ceremony of the King in military dress at the cenotaph, along with members of his family. The cenotaph dating from 1920. What is the cenotaph and what does it represent to the British Empire?
Well, the cenotaph is the focus of the British war memories, if you like. It is the war memorial, and it's a relatively small object. It was designed by Sir Edwin Lutyens, the great British architect who designed the massive buildings of Imperial India in New Delhi. He also designed, around the same time as he designed the cenotaph, he designed the great war memorial at the Commonwealth War Graves site on the Somme in France, in memory of the war dead of the First World War. And so he designed the cenotaph, which is basically a Greek word, or derived from a Greek word meaning empty tomb, but it's a focus for British war memories and anniversaries, and it's a vast stone plinth on top of which is an empty stone coffin, and it's got the flags of the Army, Navy, and Air Force, and so on. And it's on a street called Whitehall, which is in the heart of the Power District in London, right near the Prime Minister's residence. And this is where we've seen all of the great war services going since literally 1920. And the sovereign always takes the lead, in the 2017 to 2022 period, when the Queen was not well enough to place a wreath, and Prince Charles, as he then was, did so, and now as King Charles, literally a few days before his 74th birthday, led the solemn celebrations at the cenotaph, laying a wreath, along with many others, laying wreaths there. And it's a very moving service, which is held literally on the as close as possible to the November 11th date, symbolizing the end of World War One, when the peace treaty was signed on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918, and that's when we have, as close as possible, Veterans Day in the United States. We have Armistice Day around the Commonwealth, and by the way, the Commonwealth, I think by and large, is still enormously strongly supportive of its links with the Crown. Australia does not come under the Crown of the United Kingdom at all. It comes under the Crown of Australia. And in that regard, King Charles became King of Australia on the death of Queen Elizabeth II, who was Queen of Australia under Acts of Parliament going back some decades, which created a separate monarchy in Australia and a separate monarchy in Canada and another one in New Zealand. So in 1999, the Australian public, at a time when the monarchy was at its least popular, the Australian public had a referendum, and with two-thirds of the vote said that they wanted to continue to be a constitutional monarchy. Today, I would say 80% of the population would prefer a constitutional monarchy rather than a republic, even though the present Labour government of Australia, when it came into office a few months ago on May 23rd, created a minister for the republic, aiming at trying to turn the country into a republic by some means or other, not necessarily legitimate.
We're celebrating King Charles and his birthday. He's 74 years old, as am I. Gregory's a tad older. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.